I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, this may rank up there. I don't know, for you who are parents in the Parkway School District, I'm looking at a memo from Parkway. It's an internal document, by the way, regarding talking points for discussions with students and about students who are transgender or gender diverse. And what it says is that their policy is that Parkway staff and students must address other students who are transgender or gender diverse by the correct pronouns and names. Oh my, but please let me be the parent that gets called to the school because my kid is in trouble for not referring to a boy as a girl just because their mind is mixed up. Please let me be the one. And my kid's not in Parkway, but if my kid was, I would beg that that happened because that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. And this is not unusual. Our friends from Parents Defending Education have found many examples of policies like this. Erica Sanzi is with us, PD's Director of Outreach. And Erica, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm doing fine. Love that you got particularly this internal document from Parkway. Now, those of us who know of Parkway know of its history of wokeness in the Parkway School District. It all gets back to the superintendent out there. They're the ones that were referring groups of young girls to the transgender clinic at Washington University before they closed it down. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on here.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, Parkway is just not an outlier. We have been looking at this now for a couple years, and these policies that you guys are discussing, whether it's about, you know, withholding information from parents that their child is spending their day at school, existing as or going by a different gender identity and using different accommodations, if it's this compelled speech where suddenly our kids are expected to use made up words to refer to students in their class. This is common because it all comes down from on high. So in my state, I live in Rhode Island, it happens because a guidance document came out from the State Department of Education. In some other places, like Idaho, for example, we saw that the policies were all copied and pasted from the National School Boards Association. And so what happens is these entities, whether it's your State Department of Education or whether it's the School Boards Association, they just go into these advocacy groups that these LGBTQ advocacy groups who, because they got marriage equality passed, now they focus really just on issues around gender. These are radical and extreme groups and policies, and school districts are just copying and pasting their language into their policy handbooks because that's what's coming down to them from, again, their state departments of ed or the school board association. And often the people working in these districts don't even realize what the policies are that they're supposed to follow, and the parents are almost always unaware.
Wow. I know you said that Parkway is certainly not an outlier. I mean, and I don't know if you know of any Illinois districts that would fall under this category, but if you had a guess, what percentage of schools do you think have something like this in place and parents might just have no idea?
Oh, I would say that on this particular topic, right? So around this gender issue of pronouns and withholding information from parents, and allowing students to self-identify into single-sex spaces of their choice, I would say that we are well over 50%.
That's stunning.
I mean, I would probably put it close to 70% just based on what I have seen over the past couple of years. I mean, we only have 13 people who work for us at Parents Defending Ed, and we've already been able to document 19,783 schools, 1,098 districts, and 11,500,000 students affected. And again, that's just our little team. that where we have like one or two people looking through documents. Did you ask about Illinois? Let me just see. I actually could pull up Illinois.
Yeah, if you had any districts in Illinois that would fall under this category.
Gosh, so I mean, Illinois, it's a long list. Do you want me to read the whole thing?
I mean, we just want, like in Southern Illinois, I'm just wondering because specifically I mentioned coming out in the story that there were a lot of Missouri schools doing this. I mean, I assumed it's going on in Southern Illinois as well.
Since I don't know the geography of Illinois very well, I'm not positive, but I can say that I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have probably about 20 districts in Illinois that I'm looking at right here where we have the documentation is on our website.
Not surprised.
Wow. So, now, Erica, is it not true that in many of these cases, because I looked at a little bit of this on that internal document from Parkway, they blame it on Title IX, even though we know that the active bureaucrats in the Biden and then the Obama administration before that, they manipulate Title IX to say whatever they want it to say.
Right. Well, first of all, Title IX has been being used as an explanation, and it just doesn't make any sense because it wasn't until August 1st, so a couple weeks ago, that the Biden rewrite of Title IX took effect. So anyone that was saying that prior to August 1st was wrong. And there has been a lot of legitimate confusion about this because everybody is just like saying all sorts of different stuff and people don't really know what's true.
Right.
Now, it is true that as of August 1st, this horrendous rewrite of Title IX. So, right. You know, so Congress passes this law I think it was 1972 or 1973 to ensure that girls and women would have, you know, equal access to sports, basically. But all Title IX says, it's 37 words, and it just says that you can't discriminate on the basis of sex in any institution, educational institutions that receive federal funds. That's all it says.
Right.
Now, it's a gazillion pages, and what the Biden administration has done is they've expanded the definition of sex to include gender identity, which means that now Title IX says that you can self-identify into any activity and any single-sex space. So you're a male and you're going to say you identify as a female. That means you can use all of the female accommodations. You can join the girls' swim team. You can that's what it says. Now, in 26 states right now have gotten injunctive relief. So 26 states sued. And the Supreme Court came back last week to confirm that they can, this law is blocked in those 26 states.
Good.
In the states like where I live, where our governor and our attorney general either think this is all just fine or just toe the party line. So they know it's wrong, which is what I think most of them feel. Right. They know it's wrong, but they're going along with the party right now. So they didn't do anything. So in 24 states, and I believe Illinois is one of them. I don't think Illinois took any action to block the implementation of this new Title IX rewrite. It changed as of August 1st.
Wow.
So it is very confusing. A lot of schools are in limbo right now. But to your point, when they were saying this, I mean, they were saying this about Title IX a year ago, and at that time, that was just incorrect because at that time, gender identity wasn't in Title IX. It didn't, you know, it just wasn't a thing. But now, unfortunately, we're redefining all of the terms that all meant the same thing to all of us until 5 minutes ago.
Of course. That that's what they're after, right? And I don't want to get into the weeds on this. I'm not an attorney. It struck me that Chevron decision the Supreme Court passed doesn't allow federal bureaucracies to just rewrite the laws. I wonder why that doesn't apply to Title IX.
I mean, who knows? It may. I think that this Title IX rewrite, which to your point is they circumvented Congress because they knew they would never get this passed, and they suddenly just completely changed and they flipped this law on its head because they actually, basically the whole point of it now is sort of unraveled by the way that they've changed it. And so particularly around the fairness and safety of girls and women in sports. So I hope that that's true. I think that this is going to have a lot of problems in the Supreme Court. Again, I'm not a lawyer either, so I hate talking about legal stuff because I feel like the language is so precise and I don't want to get it wrong. But the Supreme Court indicated last week when they said that this injunctive relief can stick in these 26 states, I think it's in part because I think this is going to be in big trouble for lots of different reasons.
Yes.
I just don't totally understand it because I don't have that legal mind. And if you guys ever wanted to have someone on who can speak to that, we have smarter people who know more about the legal stuff.
I get it. Well, Eric, I appreciate the information. It should be eye-opening for a lot of parents. It drives home the importance of getting people with some common sense on local school boards who can maybe push back on this stuff a little bit. Remind me of the Parents Defending Education website again.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sure. Our website is defendinged.org. And if people are curious about, you know, what districts have these policies that we're talking about, because all of the ones we're talking about do deliberately withhold information from parents about their own children.
Yes.
That is on our homepage. It's called like our gender. I think it's called our list of school district transgender policies or something like that.
Very
so people
good.
Can take a look.
Erica, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep, great information.
Get more at 971talk.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.